Let's see how sharp you are this morning, Dana Taylor. 2,300 Americans went to the ER last year because of this.
An ingrown toenail.
It's actually a pretty good guess, but no.
I guess.
Considering what the actual answer is, and it's pizza. 2,300 people injured by pizza, burning the roof of their mouth, ow, choking on it, slicing it, cutting their finger.
I have a friend from high school, and she does not remember this. And whenever we talk, I'm like, you don't remember that time that you came to school and your chin was completely red? Because she bit into a slice of pizza, and all the cheese came off and landed on her face.
That's not funny.
Yeah, I mean, she was okay. I mean, painful. It's a pizza burn.
Yeah.
But yeah, her chin was completely red for like a week, and she has no memory of that.
Of course she does. She blocks it out yes, so she can still enjoy
pizza.
Like,
because of you, Connie, I very carefully, I make sure that there is a separation before I pull.
Oh, it's so hard, though. Pizza's so good, and you've been waiting for it to cook, and then it comes out, and
just
of course.
Take your time.
She's always scarred both of you for life.
Yes, I learned the lesson.
This happened. I've hurt my kids with the thing that you clean off the
pizza cutter?
No, the grill, like the bristles on it. Where you cut it off and they're like those hard metal
shards.
Oh, yeah, you're not supposed to use that.
Yeah, so I scrape off the grill and I got one in a burger one time that went in my kid's gum and their friends. I've gotten two of them. But my wife recently took noodles and she was trying to figure out if the pasta was done yet. You know how you pull one out and you just kind of eat it real quick?
You got to blow on that.
You got to throw it against the wall.
She popped it in her mouth and the whole spaghetti noodle missed and a little bit went in her mouth and the rest went down. And
she got to work on her aim. And
she had an inch and a half scar on the side of her mouth, you know, like a ventriloquist doll, how they have the lines that go down?
Yeah.
She had that for like probably a month.
Oh, wow.
Had to explain it to people.
Wow.
Injured by food.
I think I would have made something up. Or I don't know.
What do you say?
I tried to throw a hot spaghetti noodle in my mouth and I missed.
Does my burn that I haven't stopped talking about yet? So yesterday I'm reaching in to get some chicken out of the thing and I had the oven mitt on, but the oven mitt was wet and I didn't know it. And so I grab it and I'm halfway to where I'm going and I'm like, did I forget my oven mitt? And I'm standing there like, which way do I go? Do I go back or do I go forward? But now I have this huge burned like blister on my finger. That's injury by food, right?
Yeah, or just by it stupidity.
Hurts. I was called in sick. I mean, it's bad.
The best part is his family, his kids, nobody gave him credit for the injury last night.
Still no.
Why would you want credit for it?
Well, I wanted some sympathy. I thought maybe I could stop washing dishes and, you know, like just sit down on the couch and relax because I'm injured.
I'm still kind of confused how you did that. I don't, yeah.
I guess if the oven mitt's
no,
wet.
No, I'm not really asking. Yeah,
I don't think she cares that much. The best part is he said he hurt his finger and immediately started limping just to get sympathy.
Yeah, like, oh, it hurts
because
so
he
bad.
Sees that it works for you. Right. Jay's been limping for the better part of this year. Oh, my yes. Like, I'm sure you're healed and can walk with a normal gait.
I don't know.
Stubbed his toe.
It's a conversation starter with people.
Okay.
Are you the guy from the radio that hurt his toe? Yep, that's me. How'd you get injured by food? Are you one of the 2,300 that got injured by pizza?
It turns out that if you reheat your butter beans in the microwave, when you pull it out, they might explode all over you.
Oh,
yeah, that happened to me.
Burnt?
Butterbean burns.
BBB, yes. You know me. All right, good morning, Tiffany. How were you injured by food?
Well, I was cooking a Pop-Tart and flipped it out of the toaster oven, and it flipped sugar side down on my finger. And then the sugar got stuck on my finger and was burning, and I couldn't get it off.
Left with a nice blister?
It was past a blister. It burned through the skin on my finger. It was bad.
Wow.
I almost passed out.
Hi, Tim. What was your food injury?
Frozen hamburgers.
Okay.
How?
Yeah, it was a big ow.
No, how?
Well, it was a big ow and how. Working in a restaurant when I was younger and separating frozen hamburgers with a steak knife.
Okay.
Oh, that's on you.
Right. Lesson learned right there. I'll never do that again.
Oh.
Exactly.
Now you get the owl. Jeff, what about you? How'd you get hurt by food?
Hey, I got two stories. One of them was from a challenge, a wing challenge. I won't say where it was from, but they come out at like 375 degrees, and I just bit right into them. Second, third degree burns in my mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Best story is, you know, those giant marshmallows? I don't know if they still sell them or not. But we're in Colorado and we're fire roasting, and it's like 10 o'clock at night. We're having a great time, and it catches on fire. And I go to blow it out, and the whole thing sticks to my face and just lights my face on fire. And my four-year-old at the time is like, "Dad, your face is on fire!"
Oh,
and of course,
God.
I go to wipe it off, and then it burns my hand, too, because it's still on fire. So I just love you guys' radio station. Keep up the great work, man.
Oh, my gosh. And then he's out. He drops the mic.
Story ever. Wow.
Oh, yeah. No, but I actually, believe it or not, I went in and wiped off my face, put some cream on it, and went back and roasted marshmallows. But I did not blow another one out.
So learned it all.
Dad's
back. I'm a trooper.
That's awesome.
Have a good morning.
You guys have a great morning. Thanks. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Mindy, what happened with you?
Hi. Yes, I was camping, and we were having s'mores, and I don't like my marshmallows burnt. So when it caught fire, I decided I was going to blow it out really quick. But when I brought the stick up to my mouth to blow, the marshmallow flew off and landed on fire on my face.
God. Oh.
What is that going on here? Right?
Marshmallows, they seem so benign.
I mean, you probably didn't hear the call because he was because you were on a hole, but that's two campfire marshmallows. I'm never doing s'mores again.
I am.
Right?
Worth the risk?
Let the marshmallow burn. Let the marshmallow burn. I no longer blow on a marshmallow that's on fire.
There's the advice for the day. Let the marshmallow burn. Thanks, Mindy.
All right, y'all have a great day.
You too, bye.